moment in the game where you came to defense, played the hit, and then it seemed like that kind of spurred the team on a little bit. But can you just describe kind of getting involved like that, something that you don't normally do but are willing to do?
Yeah, you know, Wheels is my boy, and he's my winger, and he, I think that's just what you do. When you see a hit you don't like, you want to protect your teammates, and Wheels is a big part of this team, and he's a guy that would do that for anyone, and I'm a guy that would do that for anyone on our team too.
Blake said he was a little bit mad at you at first following the game when he saw you jump in and get the penalty there to make it 4-4, but obviously you're a little excited after you guys scored from the box, we could tell.
Oh, yeah, obviously. Like, the boys did an awesome job in 4-on-4 and was a big part of turning that game around.
This get treated as just another game versus either 3-1 or 2-2?
Just another game, obviously. We want to win every game. It's not always going to go our way, but it's another chance to take a pretty good stronghold on this series. So it's a big game at home, and we're going to be ready. We know the fans are going to be excited, and we know it's going to be another tough test.
The fact that you guys seem so loose, Mark, with so much on the line, what does that say about this group? How important can that be, and that mentality be going into this?
Hockey's fun. Playoff hockey's fun. Playing against Nashville Predators is fun. So you gotta treat it like any other game. You can't be tight. You can't be gripping your stick too hard. You gotta just continue to enjoy this beautiful game.
Was there some nervousness in the start of game 3, or is that just kind of the way the game unraveled at the start there? Not unraveled, but started. Just the way it started.
Yeah, just there are things we would have changed, but we still did some good things in that first, and we built, and obviously came out strong in the second, and continued to get better and better as that game went on, and it showed by the end of the 60 minutes.
You just stick to your game. Does it matter who you're out there against? You've seen Johansson. You've seen the Sissons line.
Just we're gonna play our game. We play Winnipeg Jets hockey, and that's not just for me, not just for our line, but our whole team. We play our style of play, and try to dictate the game, and that's going to be another focus again tonight.
I don't know how you guys are going to line up, but how did flipping Nickson's like sort of spur things on last
year? Yeah, obviously we've played with everyone kind of throughout the year, so we know chemistry is not an issue that way. It's a little bit of a different look, but obviously Nicky and KC both have so much speed, so much skill. So obviously it was just a little subtle change, but obviously did some good.
Mark, Paul Maurice's description of this series before it started was it was going to be a high event series. So you've seen three games that have been pretty much that fast paced. Is there any way the series goes back to tactical 2-1 hockey?
That's for the hockey gods to decide. Nashville's a great team. They're a fun team. They do it all. Great defense. Some high end skill up front and a good goalie. So, it's a fun team to play against. And our only focus is to get the win. And however that happens, it happens.